Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Elder Hunter. I'm honored to be standing in for our overseer tonight. And ma'am, I want everyone please to keep him in your prayers. But there's one thing that I want to let all of you warriors, the intercessors that are on the line tonight, thank you for joining us, but I want you to understand and remember this. Stand your ground. In these days and times, we as warriors and saints of God have to stand our ground because we are somebody. We are wonderfully made. We have to stand our ground, and we're not standing by ourselves. You can't take back what the devil has stole from you by running in the opposite direction. You got to stand your ground. So God said, you never leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. We have to trust in his word. Stand on that solid rock because all other ground is sinking sand. And you are somebody because God made us. And we can and we will take back what the devil has stole from us if we stand our ground. We welcome you again to this awesome prophetic conference line tonight. If you're sick in your body, God is able to heal you, raise you up out of whatever situation you're in, but you trust in him and stand your ground. We got awesome, awesome people coming before you tonight. Don't just listen. Pray with them. Pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening. Scripture reading tonight is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 6, and I will be reading out of the NLT version. Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshiping speechless idols. So I want you to know that no one speaking by the Spirit of God will curse Jesus, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. May God add a blessing to the hearers, readers, and doers of his word. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This was the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and glad in it. We just come to say thank you, Lord, for getting us through today. Now we praise you, Lord God, for keeping your arms around us all, Lord God, keeping us from all harm and danger. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless his name tonight. He's worthy to be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we worship you tonight in spirit and in truth, Father God. And we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God, as he continues to pour out to your people all over the land, Father God. Pour back into him, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to thank you for your promises, Lord God. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we thank you for stopping by the hospitals on the night, creating miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. We thank you for stopping by the nursing homes on tonight, Father God. Great miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood over his mind today, Lord God. To drive out every spirit that's not the Holy Spirit and welcome the Holy Spirit with a humble heart and stretched out arms tonight, Father God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. Deliverance set free tonight, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We thank you for risk over our heads tonight, Lord God. We come to give you the praise and the glory for clothes on our backs, shoes on our feet, cup, food in our refrigerator. We say thank you. Oh, we just come to say thank you, Lord God. We just come to magnify your name, Lord God, the name above all names, hallelujah, above all sickness and diseases. We say thank you, Jesus. You took 39 stripes on your vessel for each and every one of us, Lord, so we can live and have our being. And we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren to you tonight, Lord God. Be a fence around them, Father God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless your name tonight, Lord God. We lift up Biden and Harris to you and their families tonight, Father God. Cover and keep them, Lord God. Place the right people in their path, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just say thank you, Lord. We love you and we need you. We never doubt you. And we come to cast all our cares upon you because you care for each and every one of us. And we say thank you. We come to bless your name for breakthroughs today, Lord God. Not a breakdown, Lord God. We come to thank you that we're getting better and not bitter, Lord God. We thank you that we're the head and not the tail. We're above and not beneath. We're more than conquerors. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. Have your way on this line tonight, Lord God. Deliver and set us free, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up the homeless all over the land, Lord God. Open up doors for the homeless that can't no man close. Close doors that can't no man open, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We come to give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father. We come and say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We come and say, Abba, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We say thank you for bringing heaven to earth for your people, Lord God. Because there's no sickness and disease in heaven. We say thank you. Have your way in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Have your way in our neighborhoods today, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Drive out the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. By your Holy Spirit. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name tonight, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. As you're worthy to be praised. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are wonderful. You are beautiful. And you are blameless. You're the potter and we're your clay. Mold us, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name tonight. We just say we love you, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, Father God. We thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. We exalt you on high, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you are the King of kings, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You are the King of everything, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we just come thanking you, God, for the many blessings you poured upon us. Oh, God, and we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. For we are nothing without you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for your mercy. Oh, God, for your favor and your grace that, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you, oh, God, so readily supply to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the time of need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we just want to thank you for, oh, God, each and every person on this line tonight under the sound of my voice, Father God, and all of those connected to the line, whether they were able to come on or not. We thank you for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we give you praise and we give you glory that for you moving by your spirit right now in each and every person's lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in each and every situation and circumstance that your people, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and encountering right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're shifting the very atmosphere right now, Father God, you're turning it around right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, everything that the enemy meant for our bad, Father God, we thank you, God, that you are turning it around right now for our good, Father God, glory, hallelujah, And we just bless you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough for all you've done, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And those things that you continue to do in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Oh, God, and even as, oh, God, Elder Hunter said, keep standing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, don't let us faint in this hour. Father God, give up or throw in the towel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, but you, Father God, strengthen us, your people, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, I stand right now, Father God, and I release, oh, God, strength over your people, Father God, as we stand on your word in Isaiah 40 and 31. It says, for they who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So, Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for you releasing stamina over us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you endowing us with even more power from on high, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for help, Father God. Help for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you said in your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, oh, God, Psalms 46 and 1, that you are the present help in the time of trouble. Father God, glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you rescuing the people, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. And you said in Isaiah 41 and 10, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So we thank you, God, hallelujah, that it's you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that's keeping us together, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. And, Father God, hallelujah, endow us with even more faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Catapult our faith to new levels in this hour, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I stand and release your word in Matthew 21 and 22 over this line and over your people everywhere. And it says that whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive it if you have faith. So, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just, oh, God, hallelujah, pour more faith upon us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, because it's going to take faith, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in this time period that we're living in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for us to make it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, it's going to take us trusting you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise and we give you the glory for faith, oh, God. Hallelujah, on today, Father God, hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah. I just want to thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just covering, oh, God, even our children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, as they return back to school, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to the universities, Father God, to the high schools and preschools and middle schools and, oh, God, hallelujah, grade schools, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, excel them academically, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, give them scholarships, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, let their names be found on the principals, the deans, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, the National Honor Society, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for full scholarships, oh, God, to whatever university of their choice, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and glory, hallelujah, we break the back of rebellion off the children, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we lose, Father God, obedience over them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, as we stand on your word, in Proverbs 22 and 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, help them even as they go out into the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And begin, oh, God, to be adults, Father God, young adults, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to remember the teaching, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that the parents and the grandparents poured into them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and the caregivers, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you for the children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for just covering them, oh, God, and for the hand of Satan falling back into the pit of hell, which would try to reach and snatch them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, and I give you praise, and I give you glory, and I give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah. And, Father God, hallelujah, cover families today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, those families, Father God, that are highly dysfunctional, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that are going through turmoil, Father God. Turn it around for them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Reunite the loved ones, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All those bickers and arguments from a long time ago, Father God. Let them forget about it, Father God, and love and embrace one another in this hour, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover the marriages, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Satan, prove those marriages, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Let the husband and wives walk on one accord, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God, and we give you praise, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. And those that are lost, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Let them find you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you said in your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, there in Luke 19:10, that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, those that are lost, let salvation be their portion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And, Father God, cover those bereaved families, Father God. Lift them up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because you said in Matthew 5:4 that blessed are those who mourn, oh, God. They shall be comforted, Father God. So comfort them, Father God, in their time of bereavement, Father God. Those grieving, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Comfort them, Father God. Take them through that grieving process, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And those that are sick, Father God, touch their bodies right now, Father God. Every disease, every disorder, every dysfunction, every malfunction in the body known to man, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We cancel it right now. We cast it into the fiery sea. We send that spirit of infirmity back to the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for divine healing, oh God, according to your word in Isaiah 53:5, that says, by his stripes they were healed, oh God. So we call your people healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for touching the minds of your people tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover those minds, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up carnal mindsets, Father God. We bind up every mind controlling spirit tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every mind binding spirit, oh God. We send it back to the pit of hell right now. We send that confusion and fear back to the pit of hell, fear of success, fear of man, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that confusion is not of you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, so we lose, Father God, stability of the mind, Father God, stable mindset, oh God, mindset on you, Father God, according to your word in Isaiah 26:3 that says, oh God, you keep them in perfect peace whose minds is stayed on you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. So we just give you the praise. We give you the glory, hallelujah, that you are even magnifying, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, our spiritual sight in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, so we might see the enemy coming from a mile away, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, to amplify in our hearing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, so that we might hear you loud and audibly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you said that your sheep know your voice, Father God, and the stranger's voice they will not answer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, keep us, oh God, rooted and grounded in you, Father God. Keep us on the winning team, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, because when we are friends, oh God, of you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, we reign victorious, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, because you always win, so we thank you, God, for victory for your people on every single hand, Father God, glory, hallelujah, now, Father God, hallelujah, pour back in, oh God, hallelujah, to Mother Gwenny as she poured out tonight, Father God, meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God, pour back into Elder Hunter as he pours out on tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, meet every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for our leader. Oh, God, Dr. LeVon Matthews, cover him and keep him and strengthen him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh, God, for you meeting every one of his needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, taking him higher and deeper in you and your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Use him for your glory for such a time as this. Bless his food. Bless his water. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Bless the work of his hands. Bless everywhere his feet tread in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. And, Father God, we pray for our speaker on tonight. Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Use her for your glory, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Take her. Oh, God, hallelujah. Into realms, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That, oh, God, that, and let her tap into those revelatory gifts, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that she didn't even know she had on tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. Hallelujah. For a mighty time, a high time in you tonight, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, let no one, oh, God, hallelujah, that came on this line tonight go out the same, Father God. Let them be forever changed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, shift the atmospheres in the homes of your people, Father God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, turn it around for your people, Father God. And we just want to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, that while we're yet speaking, you've already answered even those silent petitions, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thanking you, God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that every bit of backlash retaliation because of your prayers and petition, oh, God, is falling back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise and glory and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we, your children, we come humbly before you. I be asked right now that you bless us and keep us, oh God, because we come to thank you, oh God, for keeping us through the day without any hurt, harm, or danger befalling us. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for even being mindful of us by waking us up and right on time and having the youth and activities of our limb and being enclosed in our right mind. We thank you, oh God. We don't praise you enough, but if we had 1,000 tongues, oh God, we would praise you with everyone. We thank you, oh God, for the overseer that you, oh God, give the vision of this line to. We thank you for him, oh God. We thank you, oh, for everyone under the sound of my voice. You know the situation they're in. You know what their heart's desires are, oh God. As we come collectively, oh God, to lift you up, we cast all of our cares upon you. We are weak, but thou art strong. And God, we thank you for being mindful of us, for loving us, even when we don't love ourselves. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you look upon the governments of this country, as divided as they may be, oh God, say your hand of wrath right now. Intervene right now, oh God. Start with the White House, oh Father. Touch the president, touch his mind. He and his thoughts and his decisions. Remember the vice president, let her be the help me. To the president that he's calling for these last and evil days, oh God. Put them on one accord right now, Father. The rules and the laws that they come up with, let them not be grievous to your people. For the Capitol Hill right now, oh God. Into the different chambers, oh God, the Senate and the House of Representatives. Father, we bind, oh God, the hand of Satan that come against your people. Put them on one accord. We bind all selfishness and greed. We bind individuality, oh God. We bind mistrust right now in the name of Jesus. Even on Capitol Hill, Father, we bind it right now in your name. Bring them together, Father. Let them realize that they're not working for themselves, but they're working for your children. Be in their decisions and their thoughts, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And come to the state level, Father. With all the governors, lieutenant governors, and representatives, oh God, even on the state level, they need you right now, Father, to intervene and show them the way right now. Even on the municipal level, Father, in the cities, the mayors and the trustees and all of them, they need you right now. They need you, Father. And we thank you for hearing our cry right now. We thank you, oh God. Father, we ask that you look upon the first responders, oh God, the FBI, the police, the firemen, the nurses and the doctors, oh God, as they attempt to do their job. Father, we ask that you be with them, be with their families, oh God. And remember those in the military that are serving on foreign soil, oh God. Remember their families back here, oh God. Help them and keep them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we ask right now, that you look on those that are grieving, those that are sick and shut in. Look on them. Let your spirit move, oh God, amongst them. Let them feel your power and your healing spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Go through the prisons, oh God. The mental institutions, the nursing homes. Move as never before. fool, so that it's undeniable that it wasn't a doctor, it wasn't a God, but it was you, O Lord, the true and living God who sits high and look low. All power lies in your hand. And we know that you hold the heart of the king in your hand. And look upon the little children, O God, all over the world, and those who are raising them. Look over the guardians, O God, and touch their hearts and their minds and give them an understanding on how to raise these children, O God. Although they're not our personal, we give them back to you, O God, to you for that glory and for the upbuilding of that kingdom here on earth. Do it for us, Lord Jesus. He said, ask and it shall be given. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. We come to you because no other help we know. Look upon the virtual members. Look upon the partners of this ministry, near and far. They're your children, O God. They're calling your name. Abba, Father. They're fulfilling the will, O God, that you have given them, the purpose that you placed on their life. They are out in the vineyard. Father, make a way out of no way for them. Keep them safe, O God. Bless their going out and their coming in. In the name of Jesus, we love you today, Father. But we ask that you shine the spotlight of heaven upon us right now. Remove any and all things that are not like you, O God, and replace it with love, O God. So, Father, we ask that you put a fire underneath us, or Holy Ghost burning in our soul, O God, to fulfill your will. Not our will be done, but your will be done through us, O God. We don't want to be cool. We don't want to be lukewarm, because you said you would spew us out of your mouth if we were lukewarm. Let us be hot for you, O God. Churches right now, Father. You said we were the salt of the earth. Let us not lose our flavor, O God, that we may not be trod underfoot. Let us make a difference in our respective communities, in our respective states, O God. And you told us to go to the highways and byways and compel them to come. As we realize that you're on your way back, we know that your word must be fulfilled. We ask, O God, that you give them another chance. And now, O God, look upon those that are slothful, those that have turned their backs, or those that don't even want to hear your name, O God. Because you said in your word that in the last day, men will become lovers of themselves. They will call wrong right and right wrong. Lord, we need you. We need you right now. Come see about your children. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Father. Look upon, O God, Mother Gwen right now. You know her heart's desire. Bless her. Provide her every need, God. Grant her her heart's desire. Look on her family. Keep them safe right now, O God. Look upon Prophetess Pollard right now, Father. In the name of Jesus, touch her body, O God. Remove all aches and pains right now. Raise her up as never before, O God. Let us all continue to look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you that made the heaven and earth. You're the only one we can depend on, Father. You're the only one that we can trust. Let us stand our ground and move forward, O God. In the name of Jesus, bless the finances of this ministry and each every member's ministry, O God, that's following this one. Bless it, O God. Provide the resources, O God, that we need, O God, to complete the vision. You're on your way back for ready people. How we cry out to you because we want to be ready, not getting ready when you come. And we thank you for your mercy and your goodness, O God. We thank you for it right now. Continue to bless this line. Bless everyone, O God, that is serving under this ministry, that has written a book or a poem. Father, let it prosper. Let it go to all corners of this nation and the world, O God. And bless our overseer, O God. Bless his book. Bless the radio, oh God. Bless Facebook that he's on. Let the word go forth, oh God, because you will send your word out and it will not return unto you, Lord. Bless it right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to enlarge his territory, oh God. And we praise you right now, Father. We praise you. We praise your name, Jesus. Oh, we need you right now to keep us stirred up and on fire for it. Let us not get lukewarm. Let us not get complacent. Let us not turn from you, oh God. Dangerous season. We don't want to walk ahead of you. We don't want to be behind you. We want to walk with you, oh God. Be the light upon our pathway, oh God. Yes, Lord. As we come together, we come, oh God, to praise you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for this hour that you've allowed us to come and present to you our petitions, our concerns. And you said, cast all of our cares upon you. We come, oh God, to give them to you, to leave them in your hands, to have it, because all things are well. Why? Because we know that you're not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you need to repent. What your words say is what you will do. We thank you, oh God, and bless the one that's coming, our speaker that's coming before you. Anoint her in a special way right now, oh God. But for those of us who are listening, Father, we ask that you prepare our hearts, oh God, and our minds to be receptive of your word and to be obedient to your word. Don't only be hearers, but doers of your word. This is our request tonight, oh God. And we bind the hand of Satan to come against all of the requests that has gone before your throne. We bind them right now, oh God. And we thank you for answering us, Father. For you have been faithful to us, things we ask. In the mighty matchless name of your Son, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, we decree and declare it so right now. And it is so in Jesus' matchless name. And we say amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we want to thank God for this prophetic conference line, amen, and the vision that they've given our overseer, amen. And the vision of the prophetic conference line comes from Habakkuk 2, 1 through 4. Communicate the life of God to his people and change the world with one touch of dialing the phone. Become a voice of healing reconciliation and strength to the generation that has lost touch with church business as usual and are in need of kingdom leaders at heart that will allow them to become open to communicate their hearts about any forces that will force them from seeing God as holy and his promise for the total person. That is the vision, oh man, that our overseer has for this prophetic conference line, and we praise God for. Continue to pray for the conference line and continue to pray for our overseer. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Elder. God bless everyone that's on the line on tonight. We will keep the following dates in mind that we've adopted. The third Sunday in every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. You can cash app at MoneySign RFPIM, or you can mail at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. August the 19th through the 29th, Dr. Matthews will be at the REACH Conference, the World Shakers Church, in Georgia Pierce Park in Atlanta, Georgia, which is in Suwanee, Georgia. And for more information, you can go to worldshakerschurch.com, and that's at 55 Buford Highway Northeast. That's August the 19th through the 21st. Matter of fact, that's this coming weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. And then the next weekend, he will be back in Atlanta, Georgia, August the 28th, for Preach the Word Worldwide Network TV Gala. The tickets are $150. If you would like to be a part of this gala, Dr. Matthew will be the speaker. You can go to ptwwntv.com. Also, on September the 11th, you can join Dr. Matthews at Kingdom Connection Ministries International. They're getting ready for their first church celebration. That's going to be in, I'm going to tell you something, Massoit, Palos Heights, Illinois. That's at 12642 South Massoit, Palos, Illinois. For more information, you can call 708-733-5777. Again, that number is 708-733-5777. That's September the 11th. September the 16th and the 17th, Dr. Matthews is on his way to San Antonio, Texas. Breathe in the Gap, Birth in the Love Conference, hosted by our very own prophetess Tina Rice. For more information, you can call 210-849-6182. The hotel is the Marriott San Antonio Airport. You can call 800-228-9290. The code is Bridging the Gap. The address is 77 Northeast Interstate, 410 Loop, San Antonio, Texas. Again, Prophetess Tina Rice, the number is 210-849-6182. You can join Dr. Matthew September the 23rd through the 24th. He will be in Southfield, Michigan. More information is coming. It's hosted by Prophetess Epps. October the 28th through the 30th is the Family Values Conference 2022 and the birthday celebration for Dr. Matthews. More information is forthcoming on that as well. I'm honored to present tonight the Speaker of the Hour, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. Evangelist Marshall, she's an author, she's a grant writer, and so much more. Her ministry is to give hope to the hopeless by operating in the ministry of hope. She stands on Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? I present to some and introduce to others, Evangelist Gwen Marshall. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you all tonight. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. God bless you all. Thank you all for coming in tonight, those on Blog Talk, those who dialed in on the prophetic conference line. We thank God for Dr. Matthews and thank God for the intercessory team on tonight, and thank God for you as well, Administrator Bryant. We thank God for what he is doing, what he's going to do in our lives and in the lives of people that we are praying for, we are believing God for, and who is living according to his will and purpose. Before I get started, I'm going to ask Evangelist Teasley if she can blow before I bring the word. Evangelist Teasley, you can come on in.
Glory, hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to ask if you all will, I'm going to be coming from quite a few scriptures, and we're just going to flow with the flow of God. I'm going to first read out of St. Mark, the 4th chapter and the 39th verse. St. Mark 4 and 39, and it reads, "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." Then number 40, verse 40 said, "And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?" And 41 says, "And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obeys him?" Then I want to read Acts, the 2nd chapter, and just a few of the verses. I want to start with 2, Acts 2 and 2. "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance." May God have a blessing of the readers, doers of his word. And I just want to talk a little bit tonight about spiritual portals. Spiritual portals. I looked it up, and a portal is a doorway. It can be a gate, and it can be an entrance. And as I looked at this, the Holy Ghost is what came to me first. When the Holy Ghost came in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, they didn't see where it came from, but they heard it and they felt it.
in order for this to have taken place, it had to be a portal, some doorway, an access in order for this to have happened. The other scripture I read, 4 and 39, when it said he arose and he rebuked the wind and the sea. And before that, in the 38th verse, you know, Jesus was asleep. And let me just go up to 37 of St. Mark 4 and 37. And it said, and there arose a great storm of a wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. So a storm was out there. They were in the boat. Jesus was asleep. Again, they felt the wind. They seen the wind. They seen how the waves began to wave on the sea, and they became and got afraid. But we see that the master, and they told Jesus how he had the authority to rebuke the wind, and he spoke to the sea and said, peace, be still. And immediately the wind stopped and it became calm. Now, many times as I've read this before, what I've seen in this time, the spirit of a wind and of the sea. And we talk about on the morning 5 a.m. line, I've spoke before about the marine spirit, but there's also portals, gateway, doorway that allows things to come in. I don't know if you ever experienced this where you could have moved into an apartment and you never asked anybody who lived there before. You just knew that your lease was up and you had to move. As you stay in this apartment, noises, rumbling. Or you and your spouse seem to not get along anymore, but you never had these problems wherever else you live, but all of a sudden you're beginning to have problems. And I'm telling you, you can't figure it out. You don't know why. You could go take a trip and have a good time. And as soon as you get back home, you begin to argue and have problems again. And as I looked at this, I looked at the wind. The wind had a spirit in it. And when God spoke to the wind. First he rebuked it. He rebuked the wind, and then he said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind stopped, and the sea became calm. So when I looked at this, I said, you know what? It had a spirit in it. And you know, spirit is lurking around the earth. We are spirit beings. We just got flesh on us. But there is spirits lurking around, seeking to devour, seeking to come back and dwell from the dead, dwell from the ground and grave, from the sea. And I thought about to look at a ocean, and the water is so beautiful. But we don't know what's in the bottom of that ocean. We don't know what then took place. We don't know what could be in it. But what I want to let you know today, this is why it's so important that we pray and take nothing for granted. This is why it's so important today that you ask God to give you prophetic vision, prophetic hearing, because if you do not begin to see in the spirit and hear in the spirit, you are going to be blindsided to the things that are coming up on the earth and that are happening. And things are going to get to a point where fear is going to come in your life, just like fear came into Peter, because of what you're going to experience. See, you've got to be able to have Holy Ghost power to be able to rebuke the spirit, command those situations to change. And the blessing about God, when he sent his son Jesus, I mean, he fully equipped us. Because Jesus said, I have to go away. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. I will not leave you comfort. But when the comforter comes on the day of Pentecost, gave them power. Well, this Bible that I'm reading from, it's not a journal. This Bible that I'm reading from is not the Reader's Digest. This Bible that I'm reading from is a book that contains everything that we need in life. So if you don't have one, I really urge you to get it. Don't just keep relying on your phone, because pretty soon, 5G gonna disappoint you. I need you to go get the Word of God so you will be able to read it and know it for yourself. Because a lot of these translations that's in your phone app, it's not gonna be interpreted the same way that we can able to see it now. It's gonna be changed. Just like they're changing everything else in the world, they're going to change the Word of God. So I advise you, go ahead and get the Bible and have your hard copy, and just don't rely on your phone. Now, the Holy Ghost came, gave us power. The same power that the disciples had. And then God was able to send them out as apostles. Once the Holy Spirit came, they graduated. They got elevated. And they were able to do more because of the power of God, the Spirit of God that was in them. Okay, that's what we're supposed to be at today. We're supposed to be operating now on this apostolic level. And it's gonna. I'm talking about this portal from the wind, and I'm talking about the portals from the sea. So let me explain to you a little bit deeper on what I'm talking about. When we were young, those of us who live in America, We used to watch cartoons. We watched the Justice League. We watched Super Friends. Innocent back then, but we didn't even know back then that we was even operating in, that portals was even operating back then. And let me explain what I'm saying. When the Legion of Doom wanted to do dirty, you know, do dirty, take over. They always want to do something and take over the world. Well, that's exactly what Satan want to do too, take over the world, put his people in place. So we got the righteousness of God given us angels that is assigned to us, angels that is assigned to the earth. In every area, every aspect, there's always an angel that came upon the scene. And the angel of the Lord appeared. And in order for them to appear, there's a portal that comes, that gives them the opportunity to come in and out from heaven to earth. All of them don't stay, but they come for an assignment. And I'm a bring this up. So you got, so now we had the Justice League. We had the Legion of Doom. So the Super Friends, whenever they knew that the Legion of Doom was getting ready to destroy the earth and they hear about it, okay, they come together. All right? So you got Aquaman. He controlled the water. Then you had Superman. He controlled the earth. Sometimes you see they had to bring in Batman. And then you had the Power Twins. And they'll put their fists together and say, you know, make me water, make me sun. So they would be transformed into things. All right. We thought that was good as little kids. But even that long ago, it was already portals and access where the spirit can come in and out in the form of wind, in the form of water, in the form of air, all of these different things. And then we can't forget whenever they change themselves, I call them shifters, when they change themselves from one thing to another. All of this that I'm talking about is happening today, just on a more of a demonic level. Now, we go to the movies. So now where we watch these same Justice League people in cartoons, because it looked at innocent, it came on the kid channel. Okay, now we go to the movies. And now they just been made them in human form on a larger level. So now we got Aquaman. It was a movie out called Percy Jackson and the Olympus. We got the Chronicles of Narnia. Think about it. Think about the Chronicles of Narnia. If y'all ever watched it, if you haven't, go get a little glimpse of it till you get to this point that I'm talking about. They had to move away from where they lived at. They had to go live with somebody. Now, remember, I just told you when I first came on about how you can live somewhere and you wonder why you're arguing, you wonder why things ain't right. Just follow me. All right. So Chronicles of Narnia. They had war was going on in their town. Their mama put them on the bus, took them over there to this uncle house. All right, the house was big. Kids, they had nothing to do. Wasn't no kids. They went into this one room. From the one room, they opened up this closet. Lucy was the little girl. One, they looked for her, playing hide and seek, hide and seek. Next thing you know, they go into this closet with furs. Come on through. They over in a whole nother world. That's a portal. It was an entryway We don't know what entryway, what doorway you may have entered. You might know somebody who didn't enter it. You may know somebody who then maybe played around with some witchcraft, then played around with some sage, then played around with some candles, then went to go see a palm reader. It's an entry. It's a portal. When you go and do certain things, you give an access. You opening up yourself. You become a door for Satan to come on in. We as people of God, once the Holy Spirit fill us, we got to keep filling ourselves up with the Word of God, worshiping God, meditating on God. We got to fill ourselves up with the things of God so we'll have something to fight with. Remember, this is our house. This is our tabernacle, not the building. What are you filling yourself up with? So I wanted to show you. So you had the movie called Avatar. Boy couldn't walk. They found a new way for him to get around. What they do, they laid him in that machine, put the tubes on his brain, sent him over to a whole nother place. He could run and do everything else he wanted to do. Then you got now the Avengers. They twirled this thing. Next thing you know, they going through a portal. You had Men in Black. They had the call. They say, meet me at this place. Meet me at this place, because they had to have a way for them to get in and out. These is portals. These are portals today. They come in different forms. We got our kids watching the movie. We watching the movie. And it look innocent. But what it is, an intercessor. I'm going to pull the intercessors in. Because when we see these things going on, we got to be on our watch. We got to be praying. A life of a believer of Christ never gets a break. We can go on vacation. It don't matter. We could go on the cruise. We could go to Dubai. We could go wherever. Just because we go, and we might put in a vacation notice on our job, vacation in the body of Christ. Think about it. If you call to be an intercessor, and you might feel like it's 1,000 intercessors, so you can go on vacation. You don't know if somebody watching your is on your watch, but you know what God then required of you. So we're in a time of accountability, because whatever God has called us to do, there is no reset. There is no break. We got to be on our post at all times. So with these portals being open, stuff is coming in them and going out. And even with our own life, if we're dabbling in things and we shouldn't be dabbling with it, you're making yourself an entryway for the demons to come in. And when they come in, it's hard to get them out. Now, say you didn't watch cartoons. Say you can't relate to what I'm saying. But guess what? Some of y'all, or all of y'all, you know about the horoscope. I don't know what they do now. You don't read the newspaper no more. But that's the main part, used to be in the paper. You want to see what your sign is and what it's telling you. And then you begin to look for that paper every day. Oh, you're going to meet somebody. Oh, this going to happen. Oh, that going to happen. And next thing you know, you're beginning to live your life through that horoscope. Well, we're supposed to wake up in the morning and say, here I am, Lord, use me. Here I am, Lord. Guide me, strengthen me, Lord. Give me prophetic vision. Give me prophetic hearing. Because remember, I just read to y'all earlier that the Holy Ghost then came. So the Holy Ghost is going to guide us into all truth. It's going to be our new navigator. You hear me? The Holy Ghost ain't got nothing. 5G ain't got nothing on Jesus. 5G ain't got nothing on the Holy Ghost. You hear me? Don't you know intercessors, as you pray, 5G can't even pick you up in the spirit, because God will have your body here praying over in Africa, India, Nigeria. God will leave this body here. This body ain't nothing but a shell. Oh, but the spirit of the living God. That's what's important. That's why we got to guard it. Our mind, because it's still an entryway. It's a doorway. And demons will pick you up in the spirit. And you got to be ready. Saint Ron, Peter got scared. Peter got scared and went and woke Jesus up. Oh, there wasn't no regular water that was shaking the boat. The wind. We hear wind all the time. We get thunderstorm warnings. We get tornado warnings. But you know, for him to get scared and had to go and wake Jesus up. Ordinary rain water. You know, the waves. It wasn't just no pretty waves that you see when you go on these carnival cruises. When you go out and swim. When you go out on the boat, it wasn't that kind. It wasn't that kind. It was spirit. It had a spirit in it. The wind wasn't just your regular wind. I'm from Chicago. It could push you so fast. You think somebody pushing you in your back. The wind gets so strong up there. These two things here that I'm talking about, I'm a beast here. And this is why I want to bring it to your attention, because you can't just be, not, this ain't the season of being nonchalant right now. We got to pay attention to everything. We got to pay attention to everything. So you got your horoscope, reading it still. Stop reading it. Stop reading it. And repent. And ask God to wash you and cleanse you. And let the Holy Spirit be your GPS. Let the Holy Spirit navigate you. Then when you get in the Word of God and you pray, he'll guide you. He'll tell you your future. We got prophets in our life. The Word. You hear me? We don't need the horoscope. Then you got your zodiac sign. So I'm a Taurus. I'm a Taurus. So when I used to, guys would come up to me, you know, and you get to dating somebody. You should have been asking them back then, did you say, do you know Jesus? But no. We say, what sign is you? They say they are Sagittarius. Then we go home and get the paper. And they say, oh, yeah, Cancer, Gemini, they compatible. They compatible with a Taurus. So then we think this I made, because the paper, newspaper said, you, according to the horoscope, it is, you know, it's what it is. Then we marry them, we go with them, get cheated on, get beat up, whatever. Well, sign said they was yours. Y'all was compatible. Not knowing. Should have been saying, you say, you sanctify, you feel with the Holy Ghost. What church you go to? You don't,
We didn't have no mind to think on that. You know what I'm saying? None of that. None of that. Even back in the day, we say, drink. If somebody smoke weed and you smoke weed, that's what's up. That's what's up. They drink that Crown Royal. They drink whatever you do. They go out to the same club. That's what's up. Went on what was compatible. Instead of us trying to see if somebody was saved, you know? So glory to God that he didn't grow us up. And now we know what we looking for, what we should be trying to pray about. And not the things of the world, but the things of God. Because all that stuff is going to go away. But we got to have something on the inside that's going to hold us. Years ago, the people at church, the old ladies used to sing, I got something within that's holding the rain. I got something within that I can't explain. But all that I know that I got something within. So I want you to ask yourself, what you got in you? What do you got in you that's going to hold you? Jesus, come up until the trumpet sound. Do you have enough of him? Do you have enough of the word? Do you have enough of the spirit? You ain't gonna be able to smoke that cigarette and to calm your nerves down. But what's to come? You hear me? You're not gonna be able to get that drink. And you definitely ain't gonna be able to smoke that weed. It's just gonna calm you down. You hear me? It ain't gonna help you with what's getting ready to come. You got to have something else to hold you. I'm coming to you today. I'm coming to you today. I need the prayer warriors. I need y'all to be on your watch. So when we pray, just don't pray anything. You just don't do that. You got to pray intentionally. You got to pray with a purpose. Because when the angel of the Lord appears, a lot of times in the Bible, they messengers from God. They come because of a portal that God allowed them to come through the gate of time. It's a word or to bring a message for a certain time and season. There is about, and it could be more, but from what I have been studying, it's about 27 time and watches. The natural day is from day to night, but the generic day compromises of day and night. Now, the night and day is both important because there are 8 watches. Watches mean prayer time, not your time on your watch. We're talking about prayer time. There is 4 in the day, 4 watches in the night. So your night watch starts from 6 p.m. to 9 every 3 hours, and it ends at 6 in the morning. The scriptures speak much about the third watch, much more. But the fourth watch mentioned in a few places. And the fourth watch called the cock crow watch, okay? It's called the crow watch. Why
watches are important because we deal with frequency and time. When we look at pray at a certain time, we left something uncovered. We take the body of Christ out of alignment. So it's important. If you ever know, it seems like when you wake up in the morning, think about it. More deaths occur in the night than it do in the daytime. Look at the car wreck that happened more in the night, nighttime driving, than they do in the daytime. If you ever go back over in your mind when family members have died, if you ever knew what time they died mostly between midnight and 3 a.m. a lot of times. And I say that because I've been a hospice nurse for years. And it seemed like always, they start out looking like they got bad at midnight. But by 3 o'clock, 3:20 in the morning, got to pronounce them dead. Majority of the time, rarely do they die at 5 or 6. Somewhere between 12 and 3 o'clock that they die. So this is why it's important that we have the intercessors, the watchmen on the wall at all times, and you know your time. Because think about how serious this is. If we tired and we say we're going to take a nap and we miss our watch, we don't know what could happen. We don't know what happened during that time that we didn't pray. So it's very important that we take our prayer life serious. When somebody comes to mind, you don't always have to call them. You can pray for them. And we got to remember, think about this, Paul and Silas, they prayed in the night. They had their own night vigil in jail. But you know what? They had an atmosphere in that jail that it was significant enough that the angel of the Lord appeared. Because remember, they praying. They wasn't praying cause. They didn't have no phone to call nobody. They didn't get a chance like we do to get that one free phone call. They didn't have a phone. God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. They was able to pray. The portal of heaven was open, and God heard the prayer and sent an angel, huh? To the rescue. You hear me? They didn't have to get no bondsmen. They didn't have to get no money. They had access to some of God that they was able to pray. And God sent them some angelic help. And this is why I keep telling you. This, you might read about this, but this is not no novel. This here, what we talking about tonight, God have no respect of person. You set your prayer time up. You set your room up in your house on minor altar. Wherever you gonna meet God at every day, you pray intentionally and you meet with him. Same time, same place. And you spend time with them vision of the Lord is going to show up when you get in trouble. God got prophets on the scene. God got intercessors on the scene. And you'll hear people say, you know what, you came to my mind about 9 o'clock yesterday. You know, the Spirit of God is moving upon the earth for people. But if we're not in position, if we're not in alignment, then we're going to miss it. And we have to realize that angelic ministry is very powerful. Because when you think about what the prison is made out of, with the bars and all of that, but yet the angel of the Lord was able to come in and open the door for Paul and Silas to get out of jail, and the soldier still had his keys. They didn't even have to use nothing in human form. It was all spiritual. They didn't have to break down nothing. And what we got to realize is that God given us power that we don't have to live a defeated life. We got to live a dedicated life. We got to yield ourselves to Him. We can't dabble. See, you can't, you know, you can't be half human and half spirit. You hear me? Because the Word of God say those who worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth, no flesh, nowhere. See, we just got this skin on us. We just a shell, really. A man. Man is what is required to go to heaven. You hear me? And it's important that you know where your citizenship is. It's important who you are. And I'm going to tell you why I say this. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody will tell me. But let me tell you why I'm saying what I mentioned about we just got on skin. But we live in the spirit for this reason. I told you about these movies. And I know y'all done heard about Living Dead and them kind of movies like that. Well, the time is getting ready to come. Well, you gonna think that same friend named Melissa is Melissa. And your same friend that you think is Darren is Darren. But another spirit then hijacked. You hear me? They're not gonna be who you think they are. And what's so sad about what I'm saying? If you're not in the spirit realm of God, you're gonna miss it. And you're gonna be like, man, everybody, you're gonna be like, man, everybody tripping. What's wrong? Everybody tripping. Better write this day down because it's coming. And what you gotta realize, when we pray to God and be on our watch, God gives us revelation. God give us what we need to pray for, how we need to pray. But if we don't have an ear, prophetic ears, prophetic vision, we're going to miss it. And this is why it's important. You may be around people now that is disruptive. They could be belching out of nowhere. I'm not just saying after you eat, you get full and belch. I'm talking about you could be in church. Folks could be belching and being disruptive. In Psalm 59:67, talk about the belching spirits that laid a foundation from the evil. People got spirits that's operating in them, that's controlling them. And you all just think they tripping. But they got a problem. You got to make sure that you praying, that you prayed up. You got to make sure that you're in a church connected to the prophetic, because if not, you're going to miss it. Job 38 and 12 says, the day spring is also called the dawn or the womb of the morning, W-O-M-B, a womb of the morning. Most judgment is within this watch. Whatever the wicked did in the first to the third watch, you judge it so that it doesn't see the light of day. And this is why it's so important that we got to pray through the night. We cannot be 8 to 5 Christians that think that they some kind of bank, that think they some kind of, you know, we're not a convenient prayer warrior. We can't just pray when we feel like it. We got to pray in season and out of season. We got to pray when we're going through. We got to pray. We got to stay on our toes at all times, at all times. So it's very important with this, Job 38 and 12, because we know that witches and warlocks and those gypsies, palm readers, they work in the night. And then we wonder why things are not working for us in our life. Well, we got to pray through the night in order to command our day. We never, as saints of God, can have to say, oh, I hope we have a good day at work. Oh, I hope this. Oh, we got to command our morning. God has given us authority that we can speak those things that be not as though they were. Need you all to know that. You don't have to take a Xanax in the morning to make it through the day. You don't have to do it. God has given us authority that we can do it. In every season, like winter, summer, angelic activities by prophetic understanding can come in and shut the gate of hell from manipulating seasons. And this is why when we pray, we can command our angel to go to the four corners of the earth. We can command the angel. We can command him to go and move on our behalf. Just as you have experienced climate changes, well, certain portals are open in heaven. And if the saints don't engage in activities of the angels, then the angels of the four winds, they could sit on the gateway and a new gateway of that new season, and demons can take advantage of it. So it's very important that we know how to go. I call it how to go in and out in the spirit, because when you pray, you praying in the spirit. If I can't stress to y'all enough tonight, we just got this flesh on us. The more we get of God, the more we are filled with his spirit, the more of his word we get in us. We getting changed from glory to glory. So you got to first know who you are, what you operating in. Just know, you got to stay in the presence of God. And this is why we must not be careless about the new moon, the full moon, and other heavenly things that shift with the timetable. Because spirits know how to regulate the heavens and their timetable.
And if we're not where we need to be, then the demonic spirits, the diabolic spirits, the evil spirits, they know how to hijack the calendar. They know how to mess up the time. And so our calendar controls human activity. That's why we know when we get out for Easter, get out for Christmas, that's the human calendar. But there is a spiritual, prophetic calendar. And that's why we got to be in the spirit, because we want to be on God's timetable. We want to be on heaven's watch. We want to have the time of heaven. You know about the time of earth? That's why the news will tell you what's going on earth, and that's really a distraction because they only telling you what they want you to know. They ain't giving you the real deal. But when we pray and tap into the spirit of God, God will give us everything we need. If we don't never turn on the TV, the Holy Ghost guide us and give us what we need. But you got to be on that level with God. You got to be on that level. So Amos 8, 4 through 6 says, the wicked that ruled the land by a demonic circle said, shall the new moon be gone and we might sell corn. You think they care about some corn? Do you think they care about some shucking corn, that corn? No. The selling of the corn they talking about is selling people as merchandise. The scriptures say that the wicked men make ephod small and shekel great, falsifying the record. And see, this is what I'm saying. Now, look at this. Look how long ago this Bible was written. This was Amos 8, 4 through 6. Now, don't y'all know? Y'all know today. That's during COVID. They were selling organs. Folks were coming up missing. They was kidnapping people. All of this stuff. You got your human trafficking. What you think that is? Selling. They selling people today. There is nothing new under the sun, God said. You hear me? This is a different scripture and time, but his word is still the same. The same stuff is going on today. But in the Bible, they use it. They said they selling people. Like, and taking people's destiny. This is why we got to cover ourselves in the blood. We got to cover our children. They're going back to school. We got to pray. We got to take our homes back. And we got to teach our children. We got to pray with our children. We got to read with our children. We cannot rely on the school system. Because half of the school system, the library, is full of books. That's dealing with the gay movement. You got your teacher that is trying to make the students feel comfortable. Because mom, people don't know what gender they are. So now got it. Well, the third grader's gay, where he was a girl and now he looked like a boy, where they gonna put a teacher there to make him feel comfortable. All of this is going on. We got to protect our children. We got to pray. We got to teach them things that we never thought we would have to talk to them about. We used to think the worst thing in the world was sit up there and talk about using condoms. If your child gets pregnant, somebody maybe get an STD. That was horrible in our time. Now look at what we got to talk about now. It's sad. It's sad. And we can't run from it. We got to pray. We got to deal with it. We got to teach our children. Because we don't know who it is. You don't know. The teacher could be a witch or a warlock. We don't know. If you ain't God and you get in the spirit, how about the Holy Spirit to tell you? And then you ain't got to wonder. You ain't got to be nervous. You hear me? You can call it out. So it's important that you get in God and do what you need to do. So you can walk in the presence of God. And when the moon, over in Daniel 7 and 25, would say the moon is meant to mark a calendar. But when it is hijacked, the saints can be plundered and be made weary.
And this is why, and I'm almost done, this is why we got to be careful. With all these different celebrations, we can't do what everybody do. You can't get in there. You cannot be a follower. You got to be a leader. You got to make bold moves. You hear me? We are in the time where you got to say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to be bold. 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 Let me tell you, I want to know how bold you are. Think about it. When you go through a drive-thru to the chicken place, going to get you some chicken, they let their window down and place their order. And their music is loud. They hollering their order. I could fall on what they want. But they never once cut their music down. They kept it bumping and bumping and bumping and bumping. But when we drive up and we got our worship music on, we turn ours down so low that they can't hear what we just listen to the place out. You know what? You better keep that music up and use it that you're witnessing, because the devil sure don't have no shame in his game. So you need to make sure that you ain't ashamed either. It works both ways. So we got to look at the spiritual seasons, like the new moon, the beginning of the month, the year, you know, that kind of stuff. We got to know that when we see this stuff, we got to pray, because the witches and warlocks, when that new moon come and that full moon come, all it intensifies. They ready. They can do some stronger power. And then these kids, the smaller the kids is, and they eat them kids, they kill them kids, they drink them kids' blood, they power is stronger. The more pure that child is that they kill, the more powerful they is. But you got to realize this here. It's not to put in fear. It's to let you know it's time out playing with our flesh. We got work to do. We got to be on the wall and watch. We got to be gatekeepers. Then on top of that, we got the spiritual portal. God give us access. Huh? What the Bible say? Give us this day our daily bread. On earth. You hear me? On earth. Don't you know God allow us to go in and out? Don't you know when we pray? Shall it be? We got to realize the access. We got to realize the power that we got. We got to give ourselves away to God so he can use us. And I encourage everybody tonight, ask God, what do you want me to do, Lord? Maybe I was doing one thing, but maybe you want me to do something else. Have we ever really asked God what he really called us to do? Or did we just get in where we fit in, and then we're wasting time on our purpose, on our destiny? And we wonder why we don't have access. Why is one person prospering and we're not? We got to get the body of Christ back in alignment. We got to know that God has given us the power as his children, that we bring heaven on earth. And I want you all to stay encouraged and know what God has called you for such a time as this. And we all take part. We all take part. But we can't be half flesh and half spirit. Like half of these people with the Nephilim, when the angels of God came and slept with daughters of men, can't do it. We can't do it. We can't do it now. We can't do it now. Because folks is praying, conjuring up spirits,
digging up dead bones, dealing with ancient stuff. And this stuff is coming up on the earth. So we got to know who we are. We got to keep our mind on God. We got to get to the point that it's God or God. No more settling. No more. No more. You hear me? No more. We don't have enough time in a day to step out a little bit because grace is available for us. We got to come on in and pray and get where we need to be. So we don't want to panic at the last minute and say, oh, I got to get my life right. No, we got to stay right. We got to stay right and draw closer to God. So this flesh dies. We'll have access to the kingdom. We'll be able to go in and out. We'll be able to pray. You hear me? Because we got to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I pray tonight. You know, I talked about quite a few things. I just had to flow with the way the Lord wanted me to flow. I got to remember the same power that God told the wind and the water to behave, be calm. That's the same access that he's given us today. I pray that something that I've said today has blessed you, encouraged you, motivated you. Stay on the wall and do what God has called you to do. God bless you. I'm finished. Minister to Bronze.
Amen. Elder Hunter.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for the word. And if I can, I'd just like to make a comment. I know she touched on a lot of points, but while she was speaking, the thing what came into my spirit was we used to sing this old song, I'm a Soldier in the Army of the Lord. And she was speaking about the eight watches, four in the night and four in the day. Well, when we was going through boot camp and getting trained, we had to stand watches, and we had to challenge each and every body that came to our portal. The door to our bank. We had to challenge them. We couldn't just let them in. We had to find out what their business was, who they were, and why were they doing it at that time. And she said, we got to pay attention. We have to remember the signs of the time. She also mentioned about being accountable. We have to be accountable. If you fall asleep on your watch in the Army, you're held accountable for that. And you're held accountable in the Spirit. Another thing that came to mind was it says, to whom much is given, much is required. Accountability. So I thank God for that. I know that when you're on the watch, you're noticing for any and everything that's not ordinary. And you're guarding the portal. You don't want to be AWOL, which means absent without leave. That means you fell asleep on your watch. No. We need every man to stand their watch. So God bless you, Evangelist Marshall. We ask the Lord to continue to give you revelation knowledge and bless you from this day forward. Amen. Amen. So I want to ask, does anyone have any questions of Evangelist Marshall? Any comments? Star 6 and come on in. Hearing none, I just pray that everyone took what she said to heart. This is a time that we can't let down. We got to stand our ground and pay attention to what's going on. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you for joining us tonight on the prophetic conference line. Keep our overseer in your prayers. Pray for each other. There's one thing that we used to do years ago, and I don't think we do it too much anymore, is when we used to greet each other not only with a hug and a holy kiss, but we used to say, peace be unto you. Because we don't know what each of us is going through. We want peace to be with them, always. So remember the announcements from our administrator. Remember our overseer. And in the words of our overseer, shalom is your court. Shalom in your court is my prayer. Go with God and peace be with you. Good night and God bless.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.